This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. Thank you. God bless you for coming this evening to hear me minister to you. This is Reverend Joseph E. Caesar bringing you the good news of salvation on BBS Radio. Today I want to talk to you from the book of Jeremiah, which is titled The Call of Jeremiah. The Call of Jeremiah, beginning from chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet of the nations." "Alas, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young to speak." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am too young.' You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot the tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." The word of the Lord came to me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" "I see branch of an olive on almond tree," I replied. The Lord said to me, "You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." The word of the Lord came to me again, "What do you see?" "I see a pot that is boiling," I answered. "It is tilting towards us from the north." The Lord said to me, "From the north, disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land. I am about to summon all the peoples of the north, northern kingdom, declares the Lord. Their kings will come and set up their thrones in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. They will come against all her surrounding walls and against all the towns of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me, in burning incense to other gods, and in worshiping what their hands have made. Get yourself ready, Jeremiah. Stand up and say to them whatever I commanded you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today, I have made you a forfeited city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. I remember the devotion of your youth, how as a bride you loved me and followed me through the wilderness, through the land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest. All who devoured her were held guilty, and disaster overtook them. Hear the word of the Lord, you descendants of Jacob, all the clans of Israel. This is what the Lord says. What fault did you, your ancestor, find in me that strayed so far from me? They followed worthless idols and became worthless themselves. They did not ask, where is the Lord who brought us up out of Egypt and led us through the barren wilderness, through a land of deserts and ravines, a land of drought and utter darkness, a land where no one travels and no one lives? I brought you into a fertile land to eat its fruit and rich produce, but you came and defiled my land and made my inheritance detestable. The priest did not ask, where is the Lord? Those who deal with the Lord did not know me. The leaders rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal, following worthless idols. Therefore, I bring charges against you, declares the Lord. And I will bring charges against your children's children. Cross over to the coast of Cyprus and look, send to Kedar and observe closely. See if there has ever been anything like this. Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet ye are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, you heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Is Israel a servant, a slave by birth? Why then has he become plunder? Lions have roared. They have growled at him. They have laid waste his land. His towns are burned and deserted. Also, the men of Memphis and Tophanes have cracked your skull. Have you not brought this on yourselves by forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? Now why go to Egypt to drink water from the Nile? Why? And why go to Assyria to drink water from the Euphrates? Your wickedness will punish you. Your backsliding will rebuke you. Consider then and realize how evil and bitter it is for you when you forsake the Lord your God and have no awe of me, declares the Lord Almighty. Long ago you broke off your yoke and tore off your bonds. You said, I will not serve you. Indeed, on every high hill and under every spreading tree, you lay down as a prostitute. I had planted you like a choice vine of sound and reliable stock. How then did you turn against me into a corrupt wild vine? Although you wash yourselves with soap and use an abundance of cleansing powder, the stain of your guilt is still before me. Its stench, declares the sovereign Lord. How can you say, I am not defiled? How? I have not run after bales. See how you behave in the valley. Consider what you have done. You are a swift she-camel, running here and there, a wild donkey accustomed to the desert, sniffing the wind in her craving, in her heat. Who can restrain a wild donkey? Who can restrain her? Any males that pursue her need not tire themselves. At mating them, they will find out, and they will find her. Do not run until your feet are bare and your throat is dry. But you said, it's no use. I love foreign gods. That's what you said, and I must go after them. As a thief is disgraced when he is caught, so the people of Israel are disgraced. They, their king, and their officials, their priests, and their prophets, they say to wood, you are my father. And to stone, you give me birth. They have turned their backs to me and not their faces. Yet when they are in trouble, they say, come and save us, O Lord. Where then are the gods you made for yourselves? Let them come if they can save you, said the Lord. When you are in trouble, for you, Judah, have as many gods as you have tongues. Why do you bring charges against me? You have all rebelled against me, declares the Lord. In vain I punish people, your people. They did not respond to correction. Your sword has devoured your prophets like a ravenous lion. You of this generation, consider the word of the Lord. Have I been a desert to Israel or a land of great darkness? Which one? Why do my people say, we are free to roam? We will come to you no more. Does a young woman forget her jewelry, a bride for her wedding ornaments? Yet my people have forgotten me, forgotten me days without number. How skilled you are at pursuing love. Even the worst of women can learn from your ways. On your clothes is found the lifeblood of the innocent poor. Though you did not catch them breaking in, yet in spite of all this, you say, I am innocent. He is not angry with me, but I will pass judgment on you, because you say, I have not sinned. Why do you go about so much change in your ways? You will be disappointed by Egypt as you were by Assyria. You will also leave that place with your hands on your head. You will. For the Lord has rejected those you trust. You will not be held by them. And if a man divorces his wife and she leaves him and marries another man, should he return to her again? Should he? Would not the land he completely defiled? But you have lived as a prostitute with many lovers. Would you now return to me, declares the Lord. Look up to the barren heights and see. Is there any place where you have not been ravished? By the roadside, you sat waiting for lovers, sat like a nomad in the desert. You have defiled the land with your prostitution and wickedness. Therefore, the showers have been withheld, and no spring rains have fallen. Yet you have the brazen look of a prostitute. You refuse to blush with shame. You have no remorse. Have you not just called me my father, from my youth? Will you always be angry? Will your wrath continue forever? This is how you talk, but you do all the evil you can. It's good to unfaithful Israel. During the reign of King Josiah, the Lord said to me, have you seen what faithless Israel has done? She has gone up on every high hill and under every spreading tree, and has committed adultery there. I thought that after she had done all this, she would return to me, but she did not, and her unfaithful sister Judah saw it. I gave faithless Israel her certificate of divorce and sent her away because of all her adulteries. Yet I saw that her unfaithful sister Judah, and no fear, she also went out and committed adultery, because Israel's immorality mattered so little to her. She didn't care. Her heart seared with hot iron. No remorse. She defiled the land and committed adultery with stone and wood. In spite of all this, her unfaithful sister Judah did not return to me with all her heart, but only in pretense, declares the Lord. She was not real in her saying and doing. The Lord said to me, faithless Israel is more righteous than unfaithful Judah. Go, proclaim this message towards the north. Return, faithful Israel, declares the Lord. I will frown on you no longer, for I am faithful, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your guilt. You have rebelled against the Lord your God. You have scattered your favors to foreign gods under every spreading tree, and have not obeyed me. Under every spreading tree, you have not obeyed the Lord, declares the Lord. Return, return, faithful Israel. Return, O faithful people, declares the Lord. For I am your husband, I am married to you. I will choose you, one from a tongue and two from a clan, and bring you to Zion. Then I will give you shepherds after mine own heart. You will lead. Who will lead you with knowledge and understanding? In those days, when your numbers have increased greatly in the land, declares the Lord, people will no longer see the ark of the covenant of the Lord. It will never enter their minds or be remembered. It will not be missed, nor will another one be made. At that time, they will call Jerusalem the house, the throne of the Lord, and all the nations will gather in Jerusalem to honor the name of the Lord. No longer will they follow the stubbornness of their evil hearts. In those days, the people of Judah will join the people of Israel, and together they will come from a northern land to the land I give your ancestors as an inheritance. I myself said, how gladly would I treat you like my children and give you pleasant land, the most beautiful inheritance of any nation. I thought you would call me father. I thought by now and not turn away from following me, but like a woman unfaithful to her husband, so you, Israel, have been unfaithful to me, declares the Lord. A cry is heard on the barren heights, the weeping and pleading of the people of Israel, because they have perverted their ways and have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, faithful people, return. I will cure you of backsliding. Yes, we will come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Surely, the idolatrous commotion on the hills and mountains is a deception. Surely, in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. From our youth, shameful gods have consumed the fruits of our ancestors' labor, their flocks and herds, their sons and daughters. Let us lie down in our shame and let our disgrace cover us. We have sinned against the Lord our God, both we and our ancestors. From our youth till this day, we have not obeyed the Lord our God. So if you, Israel, will return, then return to me, declares the Lord. If you put your detestable idols out of my sight and your stench and no longer go away, and if in a truthful, just, and righteous way, you swear, as surely as the Lord lives, then the nations will invoke blessings by him, and in him they will boast. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this message today, Lord. What the Lord is saying, return unto me, ye backsliding Israel. Return to me, I have married to you. Even though your sins be as scarlet, no matter how sinful you are, I am merciful and just. Return to me, and I will take you back into the fold. Even though you have wandered many years and mingled and dabbled in nastiness and idolatry and witchcraft and all those things, come back to me. Drop those idols and wolf of wooden effect, which had no effect and cannot speak. Come back to me. I will take you back into the fold. I will nourish you. I will strengthen you. And I will take good care of you. I am your husband. I have married to you. May God richly bless you. May this message be a blessing to you and yours. In Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today. Thank you, Lord, to be your mouthpiece, O God. And I also pray for the management of BBS Radio. Lord, I pray that you prosper them, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to bless the hearts to whom your message go forth. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. And have mercy upon you. Amen. Amen.